Cardinal Stage Company is presenting two one-person plays this month. The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs follows the trail of Apple products all the way to factories in China. And Buyer and Seller is set inside Barbra Streisand's basement shopping mall. Remy Germanario plays the young mall curator in Buyer, and David Nell is the narrator for Agony. They came into the WFIU studios this week to talk to each other about the ebbs and flows of their careers and the difficulties of being the only person on stage. Thanks to producer Annie Corrigan for this conversation.
Hi, I'm Remy.
Hi, I'm David.
Yeah, we actually, before we even met, you know, they sent us an email about the startup process of it all, and we kind of found each other on Facebook, and we're kind of comparing notes about the memorizing and how difficult it really is for one-man shows.
Yeah, I got cast like 2 months ago, I guess, and so what I've been doing for the last 2 months is just saying these words everywhere. And I remember seeing an email from you like 2 weeks ago saying, well, got the script, time to start memorizing, and I'm thinking, I hate you already.
But it was still a challenge. This is definitely the most challenging thing I've ever done because usually, you know, you have cues from your scene partner to give you, oh, they said this, so now this is my line.
That's
but
it.
Literally, you're your own scene partner.
That's it.
Especially in my show, you know, I'm literally, I play me. I play the narrator's boyfriend. I play Barbra Streisand. I play James Brolin. I play two other characters. And I'm literally switching back and forth, having conversations. So in a way that makes it easier. I saw your show the other day, and yours is a lot
it's
of
crazy.
Talking to the audience
I'm
as
talking,
you,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So it's even more, I think, difficult.
It's nothing like anything I've ever done before. And I actually had a moment the other night after doing two shows in a row. There was one part where suddenly there's another voice in my head going, you already did this scene.
Deja vu.
I go, what? And I'm looking for evidence from people in the audience. Do they think I'm insane? Do they think that I'm doing this scene twice? And I looked behind me and there was a slide on the wall that sort of confirmed I was in the right place. So I had to calm that
you weren't
really
dreaming.
Unwelcome voice.
Oh, my God.
In my head. But, man, doing one-person shows, it can make you a little crazy. My dad is an actor and has been an actor for forever, and he's been telling me for years that I should be getting into regional theater. I was an understudy in a show on Broadway when I was 17, and then I moved out to Los Angeles and was in the movies for a good decade. And now I live in Portland, Oregon, and I'm back to doing more theater. Honestly, it is a perfect, I think, perfect play for me to do. And I intend, actually, after this, to take it and do it in other places and run with it.
I agree.
You know? And it's a good thing like this to have, as you know, to have something in your pocket.
Especially because they're so new. You know, both of the shows are new. And I think they're both very relevant to...
They're both about stuff.
They're both, yes, about possessions.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Having
you know,
stuff.
Yours is about
how the stuff is made, yours is about how
purchasing
the stuff.
Is, the stuff. Exactly.
Is owned and hoarded.
Exactly. No, that's absolutely right.
How the wealthy hoard stuff.
And what is the meaning of possessions?
And what does it say about me?
Or Barbra Streisand.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Is that something you feel that you want to continue?
Absolutely.
Doing?
Yeah. You know, I graduated from college about 3 years ago, and I'm at this kind of like, not crossroads, but, you know, I'm at a point in my acting career where, you know, you really want something to kind of go into like the next like life-changing stage of your career. So I think this is a fantastic addition to my resume, and I hope to do it again. I hope this is not the last time me and Babs will be playing together.
Why don't we just take this as a two-person?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We'll go on the road right now.
Well, we should wait till the run finishes here. You think?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, definitely.
Another
we don't have
there.
Understudies.
In fact, maybe you should just find out.